Orla, Perek Beis Mishnah Tes, 2-9. This mission is a straight continuation of the previous, but a slightly different case. Here we see it says, Se'or shel chulin shenaf l'toch isa v'chimtza. Same as the previous case, you have sourdough, the leavening agent, which is chulin. It's permitted totally, and it goes into the dough. But unlike the previous case, where the dough hadn't fully risen before the itzer is added, here, v'chimtza, the dough does become fully risen already. Nothing has fallen in, so you have a totally kosher dough that was leavened by a totally kosher sourdough. Va'achar kach, and after that, nafal se'or shel truma gets mixed into the dough, additional leavening agent, some more sourdough, but this sourdough is truma, meaning it's iser, o se'or shel kilayah kerem, or it's iser of a different type, it's kilayah kerem dough, as I explained in the previous Mishnah. So, v'yesh bo g'dei l'chametz, if there's enough sourdough of iser that it alone could have made the proper recipe to make this dough rise into a proper bread, then usra, then the whole mixture becomes forbidden. Rabbi Shimon's matter. Rabbi Shimon says, nope, he disagrees, and says in such a scenario, the dough would be permitted. Let me explain Rabbi Shimon first. Rabbi Shimon holds, as actually everyone's going to hold, there's a principle of nosin tam lefagam. If you add something to a mixture, and even if you can taste that iser, which was added to the mixture, but the taste which it contributes is actually a negative taste, it's pogem, it ruins the mixture. So then the principle is that the iser doesn't make the whole mixture forbidden. And therefore Rabbi Shimon says over here, that's what's happening. You had perfectly fine dough, you added more sourdough to it, now it's going to become over-fermented and become too yeasty, and actually it'll ruin the bread. And that being the case, nosin tam lefagam, the extra part that fell in, and that being the case is mutter. And that really stands to reason, that should be the halacha, and everyone should agree to it. The problem is the Tanna Kamma says, listen, it's true that this dough now doesn't become, it becomes less tasty as dough, and that would normally mean nosin tam lefagam, it's adding a bad taste. However, there's a separate thing they use dough for, and that is as leavening agent, as sourdough. And as far as if you look at it as sourdough, actually the additional iser which fell in made it a better sourdough. Therefore, the Tanna Kamma says that's not called nosin tam lefagam because it's been improved in a different way. And therefore, the Tanna Kamma holds that the mixture now is the meduma mixture. If it was truma, the whole thing becomes aser. The halacha is actually going to follow the Tanna Kamma, meaning in this scenario, the whole mixture would stay aser. However, the Tanna Kamma certainly agrees, as we'll see in Kol Mishnayos, that in general, if something is added to a mixture and the tarovus, the iser component is nosin tam lefagam, it ruins it or makes it taste less good, so then the mixture remains permitted. That's the Mishnah here. Now, there is a question about Rabbi Shimon and his opinion about the previous Mishnah. So the Pashat reading, and the Pashat Pshat, this is like Rabbi Zeira and the Gemara, is that Rabbi Shimon, while he holds in this Mishnah that the mixture is permitted because the added sourdough was nosin tam lefagam, in the previous Mishnah, since the dough hadn't yet risen, so at the moment that the forbidden sourdough is added, it's not ruining the taste. Even though in a few minutes it'll sort of overshoot the mark, become over-leavened and be ruined, at the time it falls in, it's actually beneficial to the dough. And that being the case, he would agree in the previous Mishnah that the whole mixture is forbidden. There are, however, another shita in Amoraim that Rabbi Shimon would also say in the previous case, since the added sourdough of Iser is going to ruin the dough now, that's already called nosin tam lefagam at that point. However, the pashas, like I said, is that Rabbi Shimon only is matur in this Mishnah, and everyone agrees in principle that nosin tam lefagam in general does not forbid the mixture, and in this case, however, Mishnah test, halacha follows the Tanna Kamma, the Chachamim, that extra sourdough of Iser falling into dough makes the whole mixture forbidden because the mixture, while not tasty for eating, is now improved for the sake of being a leavening agent.